With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Trump has abruptly fired Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr. as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The move Friday sidelines a history-making fighter pilot and respected officer as part of a targeted campaign to rid the military of leaders who support diversity and equity in the ranks. He's not the only one getting fired.
The Defense Department says that it's cutting 5,400 probationary workers starting next week and will put a hiring freeze in place. Staffers from the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, were at the Pentagon earlier in the week and received lists of potential employees. Officials say the lists do not include uniformed military personnel who are exempt. Probationary employees are generally those on the job for less than a year and who have yet to gain civil service protection. The Defense Department, which is the largest government agency, says it's reducing its civilian workforce by 5 to 8%. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump and Maine's governor got into a verbal spat over transgender athletes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a meeting with visiting governors, the president chastised Democratic Maine Governor Janet Mills for allowing transgender athletes to continue competing in women's sports.
You better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state, good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one.
Such bipartisan meetings with public officials are typically courteous and respectful, but Donald Trump told the governor,
and enjoy your life after governor because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 748 points, the NASDAQ dropped 438, the S&P lower by 104. This is SRN News. A country music artist opens up about his Christian faith.
Jelly Roll says he has, in his words, a heart for Jesus and believes God is working on him. The country singer recently teamed up with contemporary Christian music artist Brandon Lake on the song Hard Fought Hallelujah. Lake shared a video online of Jelly Roll discussing his faith journey. He said he may wear his faith differently than other people and that he's got, quote, a long way to go, unquote. But Jelly Roll says he knows he's heading in the right direction. George Williams, SRN News.
The Chosen is coming to Amazon Prime Video after the new season debuts in movie theaters next month. Prime Video will be the streaming home for the popular series about the life of Jesus Christ. Last year, The Chosen severed ties with Angel Studios, which had distributed the show when it first premiered in the year 2019. This is SRN News. The Bronx Bombers can toss their razors.
The New York Yankees are dropping the ban on facial hair 49 years after it was imposed by then-owner George Steinbrenner. Current owner Hal Steinbrenner says, quote, "It is the appropriate time to move beyond the familiar comfort of our former policy." As recently as Monday, the Yankees had left reminders on the clubhouse chair of each player to arrive clean-shaven the following morning for photo day. But even that had been ignored by at least two players. Now, it doesn't matter. Jason Walker reporting.
ESPN's coverage of Major League Baseball games, at least in its current form, will conclude at the end of the 2025 season. The network is opting out of the final 3 years of its contract. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.